Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the show. This is the Brown Vegan Podcast. I'm Monique, and I enjoy interviewing guests about veganism, overall wellness, and vegan entrepreneurship. This is truly a lifestyle podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please take a moment and leave a review to help others find us. You can leave a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Also, come hang out with me on YouTube. I'm Brown Vegan over there for recipes and vegan tips. And as always, you can get the show notes and everything we mentioned in this episode at brownvegan.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I made it back. It's not Wednesday, but I am here, okay? And this episode is coming out. Today is Sunday. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Oh, man, this past week was just so busy and I just didn't get around to recording. And so it just reminded me that I need to get into like the groove again and record solo episodes like a few at a time so that I always have something ready for y'all. But either way, I am back. My baby left for the basic training. Oh my gosh, he's gone. I got a new position at work, so I've been busy with that, with training on that. My best friend went on vacation and asked me to help her with some behind the scenes things with her business. And I had a cooking demo that was scheduled for Vegan Soul Fest on yesterday. So I just was just too busy to do it. But I am back. I'm here. I'm thankful. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you being here. Let's go ahead and get into today's topic. I'm excited to talk to you about this. Despite everything that's been going on, I am just so proud of myself for getting down to 11 pounds. I've lost 11 pounds and it's probably been over the last, I want to say 2.5 months, maybe a little less than that. I'm not really sure. I don't think I wrote it down. I looked, but I didn't see where I wrote down that I was trying to lose weight. So today I want to just talk about why I decided to lose some weight, what I did to lose those 11 pounds, and what I want to do in the future to lose the 20 pounds that I have left that I want to lose. So I feel like someone who has yo-yo weight gain and loss for most of my life, not because I was like counting calories or, you know, exercising and things like that. I just would have those moments where I'm doing really well and I'm just eating a lot of great foods, and then other times where I'm just not really paying attention and just eating whatever, eating out a lot, things like that. So it's been like that for my entire adulthood, I feel like, even as a vegan, because we all know that just because you're a vegan doesn't necessarily mean that you're eating a lot of whole ingredients. You could just be a vegan and eating, well, technically you could eat french fries and Fritos, you know, so all day, every day. For this time of my life, I really just want to focus on improving my health and just my overall wellness. When I started my vegan journey, it was just more so about the ethics, which is how a lot of people get into it. But now that I'm starting to become older and I got some test results that weren't the most favorable, I'm very, very intentional now about what I eat. Not only what I eat, but just like the type of energy that's around me, you know, the people around me, things like that. I know that contributes to my stress, just everything. I'm just very intentional about it. So the things that have the events that have motivated me to want to lose weight is the fact that I had some blood work done for my physical. And my mom has Graves' disease. My grandmother had it. My aunt has it. And I didn't like the test results, you know, my thyroid. I didn't like those results. And when I was talking to my doctor about my diet and how that may contribute, do you know she told me that it was just genetics? And I know that's true. Okay, it's genetics. I just got finished telling you those close family members that have it. However, diet, in my opinion, just contributes to everything. You know, every part of our lives, the way you eat contributes to the outcome in so many areas. I mean, so I kind of expected my doctor to say that because, you know, a lot of times doctors don't really focus. They never really focus, unfortunately, on nutrition. It's mostly about diagnosing and treating whatever is going on with you. So when she said that, I was just like, nah, I got to do something to try to, you know, maybe possibly alleviate some of the symptoms. I don't know. I haven't formally been diagnosed with anything related to my thyroid, but like I said, those test results concern me when we were going over that. So it just makes me even more intentional about the fact that I need to be more mindful of not only like what I eat, but exercise. So that was the first thing that happened. Then I had, on that same appointment, my blood pressure was elevated. And I was just like, what? I am 41. To me, I'm super young still. What in the world am I having issues with my blood pressure? So I went back for a follow-up appointment like 4 weeks later, and it was still elevated. So I was like, yeah, that's not good. I mean, I know that it could be stress related. She was just telling me all the things that can contribute to it, but I was like, nah, that's not happening. She didn't try. Fortunately, my doctor didn't try to put me on medication or anything like that. But we did talk about how I just need to do better with stress and exercise and things like that. So that's what, those are the two like test results that really made me think, okay, you got to get a hold of this now before it turns into something else. What are you going to do? Another thing that I started thinking about is I got tired of like seeing a double chin when I look at myself in the mirror. I was just like, and my thighs like so thick. I like actually having thick thighs. Don't get me wrong, but I want them to be more toned up. So I want to look good in my clothes and I want to feel good. I want to be able to walk up several flights of steps and not feel winded, you know? So those are some things that are another part of it as well. It's kind of like some vanity things, but whatever works, right? Whatever works to get me to eat better and to exercise. And so, you know, I, like long term, I want to be able to like take care of myself. I don't want to be 65 and I'm on a slew of medications. I just want to be able to still feel good, look good, and be good, you know? So those are the reasons that I started to lose weight, is because I was just sick of not being able to fit my clothes and those test results. So let's talk about what I did to actually start to lose the weight. First of all, it was really just a mindset thing. I did go into it and I was just like, okay, how many pounds do you want to lose? I was like, okay, I want to lose, you know, 25 pounds by the end of the year. And like I said, this is what, June? I actually set a weight loss goal in January of 2023 that I wanted to lose 25 pounds. And then in June is actually when I really started to work towards that, because that's when I started getting, I think June is when I got the test results, or that was in mid-May. Anyway, the bottom line is I had set a goal to lose 25 pounds because I was like, 25 pounds, I should be able to get better test results for my blood pressure. And not only that, even probably with 10 pounds, I might be able to do that. But I just thought that it would just help me. I just went into it with that. I started off by slowly taking walks around like the block. I would do like 10 minutes at a time. For me, it was just all about getting my shoes on and walking out the door. Like, I am one of those people, like, if I set goals like that, I know I'll get it done. If I say, oh, I'm going to do 30 minutes at the gym, I may not do that, because 30 minutes may feel like a long time. And, you know, I may not want to do it. So I just started off really slow. I would just take a walk or two around the block, come back in, and just be done from that. And then from there, I got a gym membership, because I was like, you know what, let me get back in the gym, because I want to start doing weight training. I want to, you know, use the elliptical. Let me get on in the gym. And when I started back at the gym, I was going every single day before work. At first, it was great. It started off good. I was feeling good about that. And then one day I just didn't go, and I realized that I was just burnt out. I would go, I think I went like 3 or 4 weeks, and I was so burnt out from that experience that I was just like, baby, I shouldn't have done that, because now I don't want to go to the gym at all. So it took me a few weeks to get back into the flow of things. I would go every day, and then I was getting a little discouraged because I was noticing that the scale wasn't going down. And I was just like, I'm waking up too early in the morning for this. And so I started focusing on the food part of things. And I actually downloaded the Noom app. I know you guys probably have seen advertisements for this company. And I used that to basically track what I was eating, because I didn't realize until I started using the app that I was eating a lot of food. Over the years, I know that you probably heard this too, if you've never actually tracked what you eat. You're in for like a rude awakening when you start seeing like how much food you are truly eating. And I know for myself, I was like, damn, you eat a lot. You eat a lot of food. So that was so beneficial to me to actually track my meals, because then I was actually not only doing that, but I was tracking the calories just to get an idea of what would make me feel satisfied each day as far as meal planning. So I actually did that for about, I would say, 5 or 6 weeks or so that I was tracking it. And it really helped me. It helped me not only lose the weight, but it also helped me, get an idea of how food was making me feel, how much I was eating of it. Maybe you should eat more of this instead of that. It wasn't a thing of like, oh, I can't eat anything. I felt like, oh, I can eat whatever I want. I just have to be mindful of like the portion sizes, because I wasn't before. So that was very, very helpful doing it for that time. Another thing I did is I made sure that I had 80 ounces of water a day. I got this big jug from Target. It fits 80 ounces. I start drinking it when I wake up, and I usually try to finish around 5-6 o'clock at the latest, because I don't want to be in the bathroom all night. And it's funny, because in the beginning, I was struggling. I was like, man, I was every like 5 minutes, I felt like I was running to the restroom. And then after a while, I just feel like it adjusted. I didn't feel like I was doing it as much. So that is a great thing. Another thing I did is I made sure that I ate a lot of the same things every day, because it was kind of like meal prep, but not really, because I didn't have like all the dishes where I'm prepping all the meals, but I pretty much would eat the same thing. So for instance, breakfast would be chia pudding, and I would put strawberries, blueberries, almond slices, peanut butter, put that in my mason jar. I would eat that. And then lunch, I would usually have, quinoa or rice or tofu and beans and some type of vegetable. And I always had like a half avocado. Eat that for lunch. And then dinner, I would have this huge salad. I'm talking about massive salad. Whatever greens I felt like eating that day, I would have like a garden, chicken patty on there. What else? Just beans, crispy onions, tomatoes, cucumber, just this massive salad. And I would feel so satisfied. And then for snacks, I would have like popcorn. I love popcorn and sunflower seeds. I would literally eat that like the every day, and I wasn't tired of it. And I love the idea of knowing that everything was already in my mind. Like, I always knew what to eat, which I think is so important. You need to know, have an idea what you eat. Not to in a way that like stresses you out, but when you make something, make enough for like a couple of days so you don't have to think about it. And that's what I would do. And that was really, really helpful. I'm sure there were some other things that I did that I'm not thinking about right now. But overall, those were the actions that I took every day to ensure that I would start to lose weight. So it felt like it was a struggle, because it would just go up and down. Like, one day I would be feeling like, oh yeah, I'm losing weight. And then 2 days later, it would be back on. And I was so over it. And I was having some issues where I felt like I was burning out. It was really driving me crazy. And so now that I'm down 11 pounds, I started really thinking about what I want to do for the next 20 pounds or 15 pounds or whatever else that I truly decide to lose going forward, because I want to make sure that this is a lifestyle change. I don't want to just make it about the weight loss. The weight loss is important, but it's so much more than that. Like, I don't want to have to keep doing this every couple of years. I got to get this weight off. I just want to just live my life and enjoy it. So one of the things that I did is I started looking at exercise. Instead of saying I have to go to the gym, I have to lift a certain amount of weight, I have to make sure the resistant bands are here or there. Like, I just took away all of that stress. And now when I go to the gym, I'm like, I just want to move my body. I just want to lift this, because it just feels so much better when I have that mindset, opposed to going in there and feeling like this pressure of, if I don't stay on the treadmill for 20 minutes, then my workout doesn't count kind of stuff. Like, I don't want to feel like that, because I noticed that I was going into that trap. Didn't feel good at all. And so now when I go to the gym, that's what I do. And I don't feel like I need to go every day anymore, which is good too. I try to go about 3-4 times a week. But it just feels so much better when I go in there, because it's like I'm moving my body, I'm getting up, I'm putting the time in, I'm being good to myself, and I take away all of those other barriers that were, making me feel bad about myself and like, oh, this isn't happening fast enough, or, maybe you're not trying hard enough. It's like, no, it's happening when it's supposed to happen, and you're setting yourself up to make sure that it happens, you know? So that really made a huge difference for me. Another thing I kind of mentioned before is that I stopped counting the calories, because I noticed, and when I say counting calories, or because it was more than me just putting down what I would eat, because it would tell me how many calories I was eating, right? So that is counting calories, even though I feel like there's like this negative connotation when you talk about counting calories, but that's what I was really doing. And instead of that, now because of that, those several weeks that I did it, I do have an idea of what's in the food. And now I just kind of focus on not overeating as much and try to eat until I'm satisfied, opposed to just eating so much because the food is still left on my plate. I still feel like I carry some of that. Well, when I was younger, you had to eat everything that was on your plate kind of energy. And so now it's like, okay, put enough where I think I'm going to be satisfied on my plate, and then I'll wait about 10 or 15 minutes, and if I want some more food, then I'll go back and get more, type of thing. So I'm not counting the calories, but I'm definitely more intentional about the portion sizes, so that I'm still enjoying my food, but I don't feel like I'm messing up, or if I go over the calories and things like that. So that's really been helpful for me too. Another thing that I'm going to be doing going forward is making sure that I look at nutrition and exercise lessons and things like that on a daily basis. So right now I'm reading How Not to Diet by Dr. Michael Greger. I'm telling you, it's like a damn reference book. That thing is probably like 700 pages. So I only read a couple of pages a day. I usually read it as soon as I pull up to work. I usually get to work about 15 minutes early, and I just do some reading, and then I go inside. And I also... I'm still learning a lot of the equipment in the gym. So I watch YouTube videos on like how to properly use the equipment to get like the best results and things like that. So just making sure that I'm intentional about the nutrition information and building my knowledge with exercise, because I feel like I don't really have a lot of knowledge on that. That is going to be something that I'm doing going forward, like making sure that I do that daily, even if it's just like a 5-minute video, a 10-minute video, or me reading like 3 pages of a book, just making sure that I'm building on those skills so that I'm better equipped to be able to have lasting results. And I don't want to continue to just be here every few years. You're like, oh, I need to lose some weight. No, we're going to lose this weight and then keep it off, and we're going to just be intentional going forward. So that is what I really want to do. So yeah, those are the things that I did to lose weight, and these are the changes that I'm going to make going forward so that it is sustainable for me. I hope you guys enjoy this quick episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Interviews will be coming soon. I just haven't had time to sit down and do many of the interviews. I actually think I got to look on my calendar, but I think I have 2 scheduled for this weekend. So hopefully those conversations will go up. I definitely want to do more of the solo episodes, because it is a lot less time for me to put this together, opposed to, you know, doing my pre-interviews, doing interviews, connecting with the guests, the scheduling, and all of those things. It's a little easier for me to do solo episodes. And plus, I know you guys like when I do these. So if you have any suggestions for future solo episodes that you would like me to bring to you, just let me know. I'll be happy to just kind of just chat with you on various topics, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, as always, for being here. Come hang out with me on YouTube. I'm Brown Vegan over there. And yeah, you have an amazing day, and I will talk to you later.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.